USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Starting earlier than ever, it seems, the Democratic race for the presidential nomination in 2020 is underway. And yesterday in Lawrence, Massachusetts, Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren formally announced her bid for the White House and told the crowd,
"I'm not taking a dime of PAC money in this campaign."
And Warren's Democratic Senate colleague from New Jersey, Cory Booker, addressed audiences yesterday in the early caucus state of Iowa.
"People working now full-time jobs and not being able to raise their families. But undergirding all of this is an American spirit that we must call to again. It's a spirit of not just my personal story, but our story."
Thousands of teachers in Denver are planning to go on strike tomorrow after negotiations broke off last evening. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
We told you at the top of the news that Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren has officially kicked off her 2020 bid for the White House. And immediately after she did, President Trump responded to the news in a tweet, calling her Pocahontas and asking if she's going to run as the first Native American presidential candidate. He also wrote that he would see her on the campaign trail, with the word trail all in caps. President Trump has long mocked Warren for her claim that she has Native American ancestry. So will they be able to shut down another shutdown? Facing a deadline of Friday before another partial federal government shutdown would begin, lawmakers and White House officials have been meeting at Camp David this weekend trying to iron out a deal. Many say they're hopeful they'll reach an agreement by tomorrow, but the key details are still under negotiation, including funding for barriers along the southern U.S. border, which President Trump says he'll require if he's going to sign any deal they reach. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Former Republican New Jersey Governor Chris Christie touting a book he has out in which he details his fall from favor within the Trump team, including with one member of it in particular.
"I was in the running for vice president. It came down to me and Mike Pence, and he selected Governor Pence. And I love Governor Pence, and I think he was a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
I was then in the running for attorney general. He picked Jeff Sessions.
But imagine if Chris Christie had been AG.
There would be no Bob Mueller.
No.
Chris AG.
Wow.
That you can be sure of. And on the transition stuff, 2 days after the election, as I write in the book, Steve Bannon called me in and fired me as chairman of the transition. And when I knew it wasn't his doing, and I said to him, whose decision was this? I thought perhaps it was the president-elect's, and I wanted to talk to him directly. And he finally said to me, no, as he referred to him, he said, it was the kid, referring to Jared Kushner. And he said, it's the kid. He's been taking an axe to your head ever since I got here with the boss, ancient bitterness."
Christie spoke on Waters World on Fox, and a co-host of Extras off the job for now during a sexual misconduct investigation. Warner Brothers TV announcing the suspension of A.J. Calloway. Several allegations have been raised against him, although an attorney for the 44-year-old Calloway says the allegations are patently false. The first allegation of sexual assault was made back in June, and more were published a few weeks ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.